Writing Home, Episode 5.
Hello, John. Are you missing me? I'm missing you. It would be nice to have someone to talk to. And I'm tired of speaking English all the time. We thought our English was so good, didn't we? Well, it's a lot harder than I thought. People say things that I don't understand, things we didn't learn. There's a language school near my flat, so I went in to ask about lessons, just to ask, you know.
Yes. Yes, you can sign up for another 2 weeks if that's what you want to do. Here are the prices and timetables. Can I help you?
Yes. I'm interested in English lessons.
Okay. What kind of thing are you looking for? Exam preparation? We do all the Cambridge exams. IELTS. The brochures are all here. Look, English for academic purposes?
I'm more interested in speaking. Conversation classes, maybe. I want to learn more natural English, how people really speak. I need more vocabulary and idioms, I think. More practice. Do you have those classes?
Yes, we've got some conversation classes in the mornings. Have a look at the notice board over there. You can see the times and prices. Up there, at the top, the blue papers. That's it.
It wasn't really what I wanted. I can't do classes in the morning when I start work. And the school was very busy and crowded. And everybody was really young. I think it's a place for students, really. People who come to London to study. But I did see something interesting.
Hello, May.
Hello, Milton. How's it going?
Okay, thanks. What's up? I mean, do you need something? Milk? Can't get the IKEA furniture together?
Funny. I went to the language school today, the one around the corner.
Oh, yeah? You don't need lessons, May. You speak really good English.
Well, I'm not going to have lessons. Not there, anyway. But I saw this. On the notice board, I took a photo. Here, look.
Wanted. Portuguese lessons. Complete beginner. 6 hours per week. Times and price to be agreed. Please call Robert... It's a Scottish name, I think. Mac. But it's strange. Mobile number 91373 4869.
You speak Portuguese. You're Brazilian, aren't you?
Well, yes. But I'm not a teacher.
It can't be that difficult. He's a complete beginner. You just have to teach him. My name is Robert Mc... blah blah. How are you? And things like that.
I don't know anything about grammar, though.
I'm sure you can say I am, you are, he is in Portuguese. Think of the money you can earn.
Oh, I don't know.
It's good money, Milton. There were other advertisements on the board from teachers. They asked £25 or £30 for an hour's lesson.
£30 an hour? How many hours does he want?
6. That's £180 a week. You could offer a cheaper price because you are not a qualified teacher. It's still a lot of money.
Okay, May. Thanks. Thanks for thinking of me. I'm not sure I can do it, though.
take the number and phone Mr. Robert Matt something. Phone him tonight before you go to work. So, I've done Milton another big, big favor. I am being a very good neighbor, John. You can meet him when you come and visit. Have to go to sleep now. First day at work on Monday, and I'm very nervous, so wish me lots of luck. I'll be taking a jade frog in my bag. Love you, May.
This recording was from the British Council. To find more activities to practice your English, visit www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.